News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus. Happy Tuesday. Brady Bowman with you, and it's City Day. So we got a great full hour of city topics. Linda, you're laughing. That's hard-hitting stuff.
A full hour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's breaks in between. We'll laugh. We'll cry. We'll go through all the stuff. We'll get phone calls, I'm sure. You guys are usually pretty popular in the morning for phone calls. 75-537-1350. And we do have a city commission meeting tonight. And this is a legislative meeting. So what happens counts, more or less. I mean, they all count. Of course. But the work session is always just kind of more of a discussion, no action taken. This is a legislative meeting. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan City Hall. You can catch it on, if you're not going to actually go there and participate in democracy, you could actually check it out on Cox Cable Channel 3, or you could check out the stream on the city's website, cityofmhk.com/TV, City Hall, of course, on Points Avenue. Here with Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday, absolutely. Linda.
It's Tuesday.
Yes. We're coming in. We're taking news. It kind of feels like a Monday a little bit.
It does feel like a Monday.
But, you know, sip a coffee away, and I'm going to by the way, and I tweeted this a couple of days ago, but recently, within the past couple of weeks, maybe past 3 weeks, I switched to just completely black coffee. I'm not adding anything. Ron, I knew you'd appreciate that.
You're not adding calories.
No. I feel like a real person now. Like a legit older person.
There you go.
In a way. So I'm maturing.
You're there, man.
I'm maturing.
You finally grew up all the way. Right? At the top. Yeah.
My dad would be so proud right now. Like, he's still alive. That made it sound like he's gone. He's still here. Yet Dave's holding up his Mountain Dew. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, of course.
Oh, he gets his caffeine another way.
It's Diet Mountain Dew. Thank you very much.
Diet Mountain Dew. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. They kind of changed the labeling a little bit, didn't they?
It's a little more silvery.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. We got some city matters to discuss. City commission meeting, of course. And any announcements? They usually kind of have some acknowledgments. It doesn't seem like Mayor, there's any for this one.
Well, we do have a signing event today.
Later today. I'm so glad you remind me of that, actually. Yeah, let's talk about that first. Let's talk about that signing event.
So this is a signing event between the garrison commander at Fort Riley and the mayor. And it'll be at City Hall at 1:30. And this is to recognize our partnership with Fort Riley and our first intergovernmental support agreement. Under that category, we've got a lot of other partnerships, but this is the first IGSA is what they call them, and it's one of the first in the country between a community and a fort commodity sharing type of component. And this is to recognize the cooperation in purchasing bulk salt for our winter road treatment activity. There's benefits to both the city and Fort Riley. The benefit to Fort Riley is anticipated to be a substantial savings in the price for the salt, ordering it through the city and with the city in a higher quantity, and the anticipated could be a lower cost for the city as well, because we'll be purchasing more material, and the big advantage to the city is going to be an ability to have some additional storage space on post. So when we do get a hard winter with a lot of snow, typically we start running out of salt, and we have limited storage capability here in Manhattan, and so then you get in line behind all the KDOT deliveries statewide, and are lucky to get salt. And so what this agreement will do would be allow us to access some of the stockpiles at Fort Riley. And so they store about a typical 3-year supply of material there. And so this would allow us to go access that material during those hard times and have a little extra storage space, and then just replenish it when we can get the material. So it's a win-win for both the city and the community, as well as Fort Riley, and everybody's pretty excited about being able to execute this agreement today.
And Mayor, it seems like one of those things, like Like, why haven't we been doing this sooner?
Exactly.
Sort of thing.
You know, we've talked a lot about partnerships over the years. And we've done some things with Fort Riley. And, of course, we do a lot with Pottawatomie County and Riley County. But this is the first official agreement. It's gone all the way to the top of the Army and back, and everybody has blessed it. And we're delighted that it's something, you know, it's kind of tangible. You can touch the salt. Some other agreements are less, hard to feel like they're really there. But this is really important, and that the officials from Fort Riley are coming at 1:30 this afternoon to City Hall for the official signing. So we're going to make a big deal out of it because it's a first. And we've been working toward it for a long time.
And Ron, how come other cities and ports or posts haven't made same agreements like this?
There are similar agreements, and this all started with really some trial bases out in California. There's a base there that is next to a city, and they both needed to build a new fire station, and so they decided to build one together right on the border between the post and the community, and share, have that fire station and the personnel there respond to both the community and the post. But even that took special legislation and was only allowed for them. But that's really where it all started, close to a decade ago. And so that launched other discussions about where else could we cooperate. We've talked about traffic signal maintenance is an item that we've explored, and we're still exploring. That one's one where we certainly have a professional crew. They have to contract with a firm out of Kansas City to come in just even to do very simple maintenance on their facility. So it's one we're discussing. There could be some other commodity purchases that other counties, other cities could get involved with bulk purchasing of material, presumably at a lower rate for everybody. And so those are, again, some of those things that are happening. But it did take some special legislation also. Congress had to get involved in that to clear the way for these partnership arrangements between government and government, as opposed to a public-private partnership type operations.
Does Junction City have any sort of deal with Fort Riley on that?
I don't think they do on commodities, and that's why this is the first in the commodity. I do know they do a lot of training together.
Okay.
And so I know the police department there, and I believe the sheriff's department at Gary County utilized one of the ranges at Fort Riley to do training. And we've been sharing those type of training resources. Our fire departments team up all the time to do exercises if we're doing training or they're doing training and they have extra slots. Or even any training that is done in the region, if anybody has extra slots, we certainly make our partners in the region aware of those, and they can come in and do some additional training.
Definitely a shift in the season right now, right? We're getting ready for K-State football. We're talking about salting roads for winter. We're just a month away.
Yeah. You know, the Army is even asking their garrison commander to come to conferences to talk about this agreement and as an initiative that they want to duplicate on other posts. So Colonel John Lawrence, the garrison commander that just left about 2 months ago, this was a real high priority for him. And now he has retired, and Colonel Stephen Schrader is able to finish it and get it signed, and we're actually putting it into place. So it's a really good thing for both communities. We are communities, yeah.
And there's no, doesn't seem like there's any big extra cost to this to anybody.
No, it's actually
a
savings,
yeah.
And that's why it was pursued. You know, there are some potential items where there may not be some savings. I know our Parks and Rec Department and the Morale and Welfare Division at Fort Riley are looking at joint training, especially with lifeguards. I mean, it's one of those things where you can never have enough lifeguards and hire them. So, but part of having lifeguards is having lifeguard training opportunities. They have an indoor pool, and so having those facilities come spring and over winter where you can offer the classes, so potential students that might think about that can be targeted for taking that training.
good to be resourceful when you're in a place with a lot of resources, right?
Absolutely. And it's easy to say that when it's hot, and we haven't had a bad winter for 5 years maybe. But there have been Kansas winters where we were desperate for salt and couldn't get it. So this agreement is one of those rainy day things that we are, we're storing up our options.
And it keeps us from having to shell out funds to build additional storage
there you go.
Right. In the community mm-hmm. as well.
And you never know in those winters. I think it was yesterday Dave had the new Farmer's Almanac and talked about maybe a little more snow, they think.
More mild.
Oh, more mild.
It's going to be more mild. Where'd I put it? Here it is.
I never know
what
an L.
You didn't put it up on the string in the bathroom or anything.
No, you hang it on the nail.
Oh, on the nail.
Okay. In the outhouse. Not the bathroom, the outhouse. It's
I never know what an El Nino means. It's
something that you don't want to have. Let's see here. Mild and snowy.
And snowy. Yeah, I thought
mild
and
snowy.
Okay. So there we go.
And then the summer is supposed to be cool and wet, which that would be welcome.
Yeah, it'd be quite a difference.
We're kind of experiencing our June and August, and we experienced our August and June.
Yeah.
So now in July next year, or this time next year, we're going to have to go back and see how accurate
the
old Farmer's Almanac was and see if they really nailed it or not.
Either way, when it comes to snow, sounds like we're prepared. So
absolutely.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Mayor of Manhattan, Linda Morris, and City Manager Ron Fear. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan.